On Sunday afternoon, several Syrian families come to the community center. They're here for an event that connects refugees with some young U.S. veterans. The children pass out hand-drawn cards as about a dozen vets sit with families eating Syrian food. Iraq War veteran Garrett Cathcart helped put the event together.
Like, we're in a certain political climate, right? And it's not the most welcoming to people around the world. And that's the principles, some of the principles this country was founded on, right? And so I said, it's a public show of support, solidarity. Let's just have a meal together.
The mood is light, but recent events still loom on people's minds. Araz Musa came as a refugee nearly 2 years ago. She's glad the U.S. launched missile strikes after the chemical attack killed more than 80 people in Syria.
I want, like, American help Syrian. I want. Because so many people died, so many kids.
Some had more conflicting feelings about the strike. Ayman Al-Qadir came to the U.S. 5 years ago.
I hate when my country under attack. And at the same time, I need someone to do something for those innocent people.
There is a feeling that people are finally paying attention to Syria, says Haval Kelly. He's been in the U.S. for more than 15 years and helped organize the event.
You know, we have to be cautiously optimistic. But, you know, for today, we are celebrating bringing U.S. veteran and Syrian refugee together to build new friendship.
Kelly says he hopes President Trump had a change of heart and hopes he'll now welcome refugees. LUWAB News.